from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, your regular garden geek. And I have a name for that. And so Lizzie is here producing the show. Good morning, Lizzie. Thank you so much.
Good morning. We've had some really good callers this morning. Well, our callers are always good, but...
Yeah. No, interesting questions. And, you know, if you have a gardening question, this is the time to call in and give us, your issue, your problem, what you're having. And I want to thank Jenny for sending a beautiful photograph that I was able to identify the plant. You can go on our Facebook page and see if you can identify another plant, a seedling that popped out of my yard. And then Howard, send me more information. Call me. And so, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me more at 23680. Let's hear from our favorite person, who wonderful gardening song, John Denver.
Inch by inch. Row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And our dirty word of the day is short and sweet this morning, but very important. Everyone who listens to Better Lawns and Gardens in this world is an anthophile. Anthophile was first used in 1845, and Merriam-Webster defines anthophile as a noun with two meanings. And the first meaning comes from zoology, and it's an organism that visits flowers. An example of a species that is an anthophile are parrots who love eucalyptus flowers. That's because anthophileous birds are naturally attracted to flowers that are pollinated by birds. Other anthophile species that love flowers are bandicoots, black rhinos, buffalo, deer, goats, kangaroos, sheep, iguanas, koalas, moose, opossums, wombats, and zebras. Now, the second meaning is a person who loves flowers. And so examples of people who are anthophiles are some like painters. Ambrosius Bosschart in the 17th century has beautiful floral paintings. Rachel Rusch, early 18th century painter, beautiful floral paintings. Edward Manet from 19th century, and Renoir, Pierre-Auguste Renoir from the 19th century, and Claude Monet. They are all anthophiles. Celebrity anthophiles include Oprah Winfrey, Julia Roberts, Suzanne Somers, Roseanne Barr, Elizabeth Hurley, Ringo Starr, and Martha Stewart, and King Charles III. So anthophiles is our dirty word of the day, and you can proclaim it at dinner time tonight and just let everybody know that you're an anthophile, and everyone will look at you crazy. But you can tell them, I love flowers, and so that's a very good dirty word of the day.
Yes, so, I do. 100% love there, flowers.
Isn't that, that's important, isn't it? And so it's wonderful. So we do have... our Better Lawns and Gardens, what to be planting this time of the year. You can go on our website and it's betterlawns.com. And vegetables to be planting are boniata, calabaza, chayote, cherry tomatoes, Everglades tomato, dasheens, malanga, okra, roselle, southern peas and Seminole pumpkin, and sweet cassabas, sweet potatoes, and yard-long beans. And you can find great vegetables and herbs for the summertime at Quality Green Specialist in DeLand. And he's one of our other great sponsors. So check him out. Go by and see all of the great native trees and shrubs and fruit trees that he has. He has a lot of edibles. Herbs to be planting this time of the year are anise and basil, bay laurel, chives, dill, and ginger, marjoram, mint, oregano, sage, and thyme. And thyme is really heat tolerant and very hardy in the garden. And that creeping thyme, you can put it along pathways so that you can have the fragrance there while you're walking through the garden. And so if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or if you would like to text us, 23680, and I will try and answer your questions about gardening. We would love to hear you. I'm coming up with a big announcement for our next place that we're going to travel. Did you figure it out? 50 Shades of Green. It's going to be next July 2024. You're going to want to get on board because we're going to have a great time. And I know with our past tours, it's going to book very quickly. And I only take very small groups. So we're going to talk about it when I come back and take your gardening questions and also to your text messages. Again, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Remember, if you have had an inch of rain this week, no need to turn your irrigation system on. Plus, it's a good time. We've had so much rain. Look and check to see if your irrigation system is coming on. You may not realize it because it's coming on at the wrong time of the day. So we are going to be back from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BROOKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Wake up your taste buds with Bluebell Java Jolt. A delicious pint of coffee ice cream with dark chocolate flavored chunks and a decadent coffee fudge swirl. It's the jolt you need to perk up your day.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and if you'd like to give me a gardening call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Truth be told, all of Ireland is a garden, and some of the loveliest settings in Ireland revolve around its gardens. Havens of peace and tranquility, 50 shades of green. So my next trip is going to be to July 6th through July 14th to Ireland. And we're going to be on the East Coast. We're going to follow the Green Road to Ireland's most enchanting gardens that include well-known gems and off-the-beaten-path private gardens. And we're going to be visiting castles and also different types of botanical gardens and arboretums. And so we are going to be going to castles like Dunloe Castle, which is right there. It was built 800 years ago by the Anglo-Normans, and it has been rebuilt, and it looks amazing. It is the most interesting and romantic ruins and one of the most beautiful spots in Ireland. Also has important collection of trees and shrubs. The most ancient trees are two yews, Y-E-W-S, two U's, who are known as Adam and Eve, and they are between 300 and 350 years old. We're going to go to the Ring of Kerry, and then we're also going to go to the Muckross House and Gardens, which is one of Ireland's most popular attractions. It has a rock garden, stream garden, sunken gardens, and an arboretum. And then we're going to cross the ferry to Garanish Island and Inachullan Garden, which is a Scotsman built it in 1910 into an Italian arts and crafts garden. I can't wait to see it. The island extends 37 acres, and it has a clock tower, a Grecian temple, a Martello tower, and an Italian casita. And it is a wonderful blend of formal and informal gardens. So going out with other gardeners and looking at these beautiful, inspirational gardens is going to be just a wonderful time. We're going to go to Annis Grove, which is reminiscent of the Fairy Queen landscape by Edmund Spenser. So that's going to be wonderful. And then we're going to have a cooking class for Irish from an organic farm. We're going to visit an organic farm.
Yum.
I know, and it's going to be so wonderful where we get to eat the fruits of our labor. And then we're going to go to Ireland's oldest gardens, which is at the Lismore Castle, and also Kilmalkia, which is a formal garden with rooms. So many different design ideas that we can represent and recreate here in Florida. We are going to go to the Patana Gardens and then also Powers Courthouse, which was created in the 1740s, and it has the highest waterfall in Ireland.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So we'll be very, I mean, it's just going to be so exciting visiting all this.
And what year is this? This is 2024, right?
2024. We have time.
Oh, we have time.
We have time for you to register, but you can find out more information on betterlawns.com along with Art in Bloom Gardens Tour, where you can register and find out more about it. And so it's on the website, betterlawns.com. And it's going to book, like I said, really fast. But I'm going to mention it a couple of more times. And so hopefully if you're interested, check it out and come with me, because we just love gardening and gardens and inspiration. So I would love to have you go with me. So this week I had a few spots that I visited where I saw herbicide damage. And how do you tell herbicide damage? Well, this happens in landscapes where people have lawn maintenance companies that just automatically come, they mow the lawn, they spray for weeds, and they leave. And you don't realize that what they're spraying for the weeds is dangerous to your regular plants. And so when they spray for herbicides, they usually use a product like glyphosate, which is not bad. I'm not saying it is bad. But when you spray it, if it hits brown wood or, you know, any kind of structure, it's going to be fine. It doesn't affect it. It only affects green growing plants. And this is your weeds that you're trying to kill. And so if you don't spray it, like let's say you spray it up against the house and behind shrubs, or you edge your garden bed with it, you don't think anything's going on. But if you look at your plants, walk around and look at your plants, you may see some shrubs that have really tiny, tiny leaves, and they're all bunched up, kind of like witch's broom. And witch's broom happens in holly trees on a natural basis. It gets into the tree and it creates witch's broom. But that happens naturally. What's happening with these landscapes, and I saw it in 3 yards this week, that it someone is spraying right behind the plant. They're not hitting the plant. They're not touching it at all. But what it's doing is it's sinking into the ground, and it's hitting the root system that is not protected by the bark or a layer of wood that is going to protect it. Those roots absorb that glyphosate, and it doesn't kill the shrub, but it's going to damage it. So herbicide damage is very common. Those of you who are getting, who have landscape maintenance company, ask them if they are spraying for with Roundup around your house, glyphosate around your house, and ask them not to do that. That's not recommended. You can find damage in your shrubs. If you see damage in your shrubs, show it to the landscape company. They need to be a little bit more careful, okay? And that's very, very important. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry.
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I got a couple questions here on the lettuce you offer for slow bolting.
Uh-huh.
Is the romaine. I have a red and green romaine. It grows real small. And so far, it's not bolting. I was wondering, is that included, or is there something wrong with my romaine?
No.
In one of these packages.
Yeah, no. If it's still doing well, go keep growing it. It's fine, you know. And it may be
okay.
Slow bolting too. It may be slow bolting, variety too. I just didn't mention it, that one, you know. So, but if it's romaine and it's still growing and you're eating it, it's well done.
Yeah, the only thing I noticed different about it is it's tough lettuce. Tough romaine.
Yes, it is a little bit thicker leaf.
Yeah, and sort of tough, and it gets a little bitterish. But it doesn't bolt at all. It just keeps growing on it. So,
yeah, well, the bitterish will tell you that it is getting a little too hot for it.
Oh, okay, I got you. So it's telling me something. It's just different.
Right.
Thank you on that. And is there a romaine out there that will take the summer?
In Florida. Lettuce does not do well in Florida during the summertime.
Okay, thank you. I got the other question I have is it says little beak peppers or sweet crops. on there. Will they grow all summer? And I sort of like them. I see them in restaurants or something.
Yeah, they're very popular right now. Very big trend. Tony likes them too. No, they should be able to take the heat. But, you know, that just depends on making sure that it's getting watered and, you know, that it's growing well. So they can survive the summertime. But usually the peppers you see in the restaurant are from up north during the summer here.
Oh, okay. Those beak peppers, are they a big plant or something? I should order some seed?
No, I would order some seeds, but you can grow it in a pot. It gets to be about two feet tall.
Oh, it's not like my poblanos then. My poblanos get 3-4 feet high.
They can, yes.
And they get the pepper. They got peppers on them, not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is there a variety that has better production?
Well, how often are you fertilizing, Jerry?
Oh, almost every time I water up until recently got rains. They're nice dark green on there, and they're tall and look good. No diseases. That's what I like about them because my regular peppers get diseases.
Well, so peppers and tomatoes we grow in the spring and in the fall. So they should be coming up, and it may be that when you're getting a little bit cooler in September, they will do well, but you might just want to start with new ones for the fall garden.
Even the poblanos?
Even the poblanos, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the yield up, you know.
Sure.
Because they're good peppers, nice big ones, and I'm waiting for a couple of them to ripen even, get the red in them.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
I can't get any production out of them.
Well, I would say that, you know, you can try and just wait until the cooler temperatures. If it survives the summertime and keeps going, it should start producing again. But you're always going to get better production from a new plant. We consider them annuals.
Oh.
And so once they kind of produce, then they don't really do well after that, or they don't have the same production after that. It's kind of like they've just, you know, we're a one-time thing. So they're considered annuals.
Okay, I will do that, and I'll keep trying them, the other ones I hear about, too.
All right, let me know how you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry, for calling and listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go to Lois. Do we have time to take Lois? Good morning, Lois.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I have Formosa growing on my leaching bed. Is that okay, the ground cover?
Formosa?
Yeah.
An azalea bush?
The Formosa, the ground cover with the pink flowers.
Oh, okay. That is called Sunshine Mimosa. So it is a powder puff, and yes, that's perfectly fine to grow on your septic tank.
That's what I thought I had been told that, but then I started getting nervous since it's really covering quite well.
Wonderful. Okay. That's good. No, it's a great Florida native. It's a good ground cover. Very pretty.
Okay. Thank you very much. Enjoy the program.
Thank you so much, Lois. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can check out our Facebook page and give us 5 stars. We would love that. You can identify a plant for me. There's a picture there, and it's a 4-inch seedling. And just kind of look at the root system. It's very cool. And I thoroughly enjoyed looking at it. And
I refuse to look at it because I might know what it is, and I feel like I'm disqualified because I work here.
I would be interested to see if you know what it is. And then you can go on our betterlawns.com website and check out our 50 Shades of Green gardening tour. It's going to be very exciting, very, very wonderful trip for next year, 2024. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about 50 bucks a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than 50 bucks a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at 50 bucks a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for 50 bucks a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I would love to answer your gardening questions no matter where you are in the state, whether you're up in Tallahassee, Pensacola, down here in Four Corners area, Claremont, Tampa, South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. I would love to hear from you. You're listening. And so, Lizzie, we're having an issue with one station. What
I suggest you do is take your mobile, your cell phone, if you're able to, your smartphone, there you go. Download the free iHeartRadio app. Search WFLA Orlando. Okay. It has to be Orlando or News Radio, WFLA Orlando, and then you'll be able to listen to us on there.
And if so, if a station goes down, and we're experiencing bad weather and stuff and flooding, and you know, so there may be some stations that are out. And, you know, go ahead and just go ahead and put that as your favorite in your phone. And then that way, if something does go out, you can just go right to from, you know, the radio to your phone and listen to it. And you don't even need to miss it. And then if you do miss it, then we post these. They're on anywhere where you listen to podcasts. You will hear Better Lawns and Gardens. So
yeah, usually about an hour after our show, the 2 hours gets posted. So all you have to do is just a search podcast on your iHeartRadio app and type in Better Lawns and Gardens, and they'll pop up, and then you can listen to whatever episode you want.
So you can listen to it on Sundays. You can listen to it on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays when you're out walking.
Middle of the night, whenever you can't sleep.
Yeah. And so
we'll help you with that.
And so we got a lot of great questions here. So just wanted to say thank you for letting us know that you couldn't hear it, but always put it in your phone, and that way you'll be ready in case you can't. So we are in Tallahassee, and Clover has taken over sections of our Zoysia lawn. What is the best treatment? And then she has a second part. So let me answer the best treatment. So if you know that you're going to get clover in your lawn, usually it dies out during the winter time and comes back in the spring. So I don't mind clover in my lawn. I don't have a lawn, but if I did, I wouldn't mind clover. And that's because it's a pollinator plant, and it's kind of good, and I kind of think it looks very pretty and very bucolic. And just like an ideal, you know, garden. But if you don't like the clover in your lawn, then you can, excuse me, that came out of the blue. And so if you don't like clover in your lawn, then please put down a pre-emergent in the wintertime. So in January, put down a pre-emergent, and that will stop the clover from, you know, emerging. So that'll be great.
All righty then.
That came out of the clue. I needed more another cup of tea. And so the pre-emergent will help herbicide and keep it out of your Zoysia lawn. So that's great. If you have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Now, the second part of their text was, her milkweed plants are very tall. Do they need to be cut back or trimmed? I never do, only because, you know, they will resprout again, but also too, the wintertime will take care of it, and then you can just cut it back in the springtime. Now, if you want to cut it back, you can. I just don't see a need to do that. So I always put my milkweeds in an area where I don't have to look at them, so that when they get tall and scraggly looking, they're still effective, but because you still get, you know, little leaves on it and leaves at the top, and caterpillars will eat it still. And then the wintertime will take care of it. So I'm not a big one on, you know, cutting back things unless it's necessary. And right now, if your hibiscus is out of, you know, sorts, it's way too tall, this is a great time to cut your tropicals back. Because if it's too tall, then if you cut it later on in the year, it's going to start to have new growth when you cut it, and that's going to be more susceptible to winter damage. So cutting your tropicals in the summertime is recommended. And I usually tell people to cut it right before they go on vacation, so that it's kind of like a bad haircut. In 2 to 3 weeks, it'll look better again, but you can go away on vacation. So cut back your shrubs right before vacation. When you come back, your plants and your landscape will look great. Now, if you have hydrangeas or camellias or azaleas, this is the last month that you have to cut them back before they start putting on blooms for the springtime. And so you don't cut your azaleas, your camellias, or your hydrangeas after the month of June. So you do have a chore if you have some that are too tall or they're out of shape. This is the time of the year to cut them back, and that way you're not going to cut off the blooms for next year. But if you have a landscape maintenance company that is cutting your azaleas and your camellias once every 2 to 3 months, well, then they're just cutting off the blooms, and you only get blooms on the inside. So think about how much your azaleas bloom, how much your camellias bloom. If you're not getting a lot of blooms and you have a landscape maintenance company, they may be cutting them off.
Okay, so when would you suggest the homeowner to give a heads up prior to them cutting, if they're cutting almost every week or every other week, of, hey, can you let this grow just a little bit to have some blooms?
Oh, that's a great question. So I would definitely talk to your landscaping company, call them, talk to the owner, talk to the manager, and then talk to the crew. And say, do not cut these. And I literally have seen some people put signs, do not prune this.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you'll talk to the big boss and then the crew comes out and somehow because they're super busy, we own a business like Teresa yep. does, and we don't communicate with our workers sometimes on little things like that.
Exactly.
So you may want to just go out, offer a nice gallon of a sweet tea that you maybe got from Publix or somewhere yep. and just be like, hey, I know you guys are working hard. By the way, would you mind not cutting these back until, like, I don't know, November, December,
no,
whenever?
No, don't cut them back then. No, don't. Cut them at when? All until next June.
There you go. I was waiting for you to pull that one out.
There you go. Yeah. So they do not cut them at all until after they bloom. So the best time to cut spring blooming shrubs is right after they bloom. So, you know, if your azaleas bloom in January, the early bloomers, the mid bloomers bloom in March, the late bloomers bloom in April, then after they finish blooming, that's the time to cut them. And you can cut them back by a third without really doing any damage at all. If you have really old azaleas, then you can cut them down pretty, you know, almost half or even down to a quarter. We've cut shrubs down to the ground and they have resprouted again and looked beautiful. So I don't recommend that for everybody, but You can try it. Let me know how you do. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Pump it up this summer, literally. Underinflated tires can overheat and endanger lives. Whether you're driving across town or across Florida, make sure your tires are properly inflated, damage-free, and have adequate tread depth. The trip to your destination can be half the fun, so take your time and enjoy the ride. The Florida Highway Patrol reminds you to slow down and stay cool this summer. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Visit flhsmv.gov for more information.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season and available in the produce section right now. Whoa! Hey, careful now. There's plenty of juicy watermelon and other tasty Florida-grown produce for everyone. I mean, all you have to do is ask for Fresh from Florida or look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo while you shop. We're gonna need a lot more help at checkout.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We have plenty of time for your gardening questions. 1-888-455-2967. Write that down so you can call in anytime. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text at 23680. I will tell you, with the rainfall that we've been getting, one of my favorite bulbs is blooming in our yard, and they pop up. And they are just gorgeous. And Tony loves them too. They're called rain lilies. And they literally bloom 3 days after a rainstorm. And they come up on their own. They are not invasive. They are beautiful. No pest problems. They take full sun. They take shade. And they have a beautiful leaf. They're just one of my favorite flowers. And so that's called a rain lily. We have a Florida native one that's called an Adamasco lily, and it's white. But they come in colors that are pink and then white with pink throats and then yellow. The yellow reminds me of a crocus. And so during the middle of the summertime, and they bloom late summer. So I'm expecting them to be blooming here in July and the first part of August. And so that's going to be beautiful. But rain lilies come in a wonderful, wonderful shades of color, peaches and oranges and yellows. So if you'd like to know where to find these different color ones, you can go to my favorite catalog, plantdelights.com. Plantdelights.com and just or Google Plant Delights and rain lilies, and their whole page will come up and you will see all the different color bulbs. So what other kind of bulbs can you be planting right now? Achaemenes, African irises, the agapanthus are looking lovely this year. Amaryllis, now if you're getting all those lubber grasshoppers, I'm telling you, they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you want to destroy each one. They are so, they just damage your plants so much. Amaryllis bloom lovely. But they are where the lubber grasshoppers lay their eggs. And that's what they're doing right now, is laying eggs for next year. So you want to get rid of them. And so when they're small and they hatch in groups of like 50 to 100, they're little black grasshoppers. And you can stomp on them, which is really a good feeling. Or you can just spray them with an insecticide, and it will affect them and kill them when they are little. But now as they're getting to approach where they're mature size, where they get to be 4 to 5 inches long and, you know, they're really big and they're rainbow colored, nothing can kill them, okay? I mean, they literally, I cut them in half with secateurs, with pruners, and they continue to walk around. They're just really creepy.
I'm going to get a psychiatrist on the show and have them interview you.
And so these lover grasshoppers, so now's the time to get rid of them. So amaryllis, blackberry lilies are starting to bloom now, which are lovely. Bulbines and caladiums. Canna lilies and crinums and crocosmias. Day lilies are blooming. Eucharist lilies, which are beautiful. They're white. Gladiolas are blooming. And how I like to plant my gladiolas is I will plant a set of bulbs, whether it's 10 to 12, 1 week, and then wait 2 weeks and plant another set. And then that way you have constant blooms all the way through fall. Gloriosa lilies. My gloriosa lily looks lovely. And, you know, it was such a surprise because they go dormant until they start to bloom in and grow in the springtime. And I never noticed them until they have blooms on them. And so they are a wonderful, wonderful plant. Just they hang upside down. They're red and they got yellow tips on the petals. Gorgeous. Peacock gingers are great for full shade areas, society garlic for full sun, and then also walking iris. And so walking irises are wonderful too. So our average temperatures this time of the year are in the 90s. We're not approaching that this week because of the rain, which is nice. But I will tell you, Lizzie, our dear friend Gary Bachman, he got 8 inches of rain yesterday.
Ooh, no
way. In 1 day, 8 inches of rain. The poor guy. And so we are going to have him back on. He's going to come back down to Florida. So he's going to be back here in the fall.
I'm so excited.
And he will be here in the studio. So I can't wait to see him.
Hopefully bring his wife in this next
time. Yeah, that would be wonderful. I would love that. And so, but also to the rainfall. It's just a lot right now. But it's typical. We get average rainfall in the month of June, 7.3 inches of rain. But as we know, yesterday when Jim in Newberry, he's gotten nearly 11 inches of rain. And so that tells you we have really picked up. We've kind of, saved the drought. We no longer have it. So annuals in your garden, what do you select? How do you know what to buy? And I was talking about this Thursday night at the Claremont Cooper Memorial Library talk. And it's talking about, you know, how do you know what to purchase? And you just have to find inspiration. Inspiration, what makes you smile? What's going to make you go out and pull weeds in the middle of 90 degree temperatures?
What is going to totally explode like mine?
Yes.
Oh, my gravy. My stuff is pouring. I'm not complaining. My stuff, my annuals and stuff is pouring down
over the
sides
side
of my, I love it. It's
yes.
Beautiful. And my
very
mint,
lush.
Obnoxious. You warned me about the mint. I didn't listen because I love mint and it is, I have to remove all my rocks now because it's totally taken over and I can't even see my rocks. So, but
yeah.
Yes.
So mint will do that. Yeah. No. So which one is the one that you have that's running over? Is it the chocolate mint?
Well, yes, that's taken over. And I think I'm going to have to, because I found a huge worm, an ugly worm in my tomatoes.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to have to take them out of the bucket and then plant them in my herb garden that's covered on the outside with mint.
Yes.
To help maybe keep the worms away.
No, the worms are moths. So do you have any lights outside at night?
We have one huge street light out in the middle of the property.
That's going to bring the moths, and the moth, you know, the tomato hornworm is from a moth. And so, yeah.
They were scary looking at first. I
yeah.
was like, is that a snake?
No, they're that big.
And my, am I saying this right? Tomatillos, the tomatoes?
Yeah, tomatillos. Yes.
They have got so many blooms on them right now that are exploding.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, good for you. I'm
Thanks.
So proud of you.
Thanks.
That's wonderful. We have a great text message from, this is from JAC in Cocoa Beach. He's a really big time listener, so we really appreciate that. He says, from what I've heard this show, for maximum production, I should replace my cherry tomato plants each season. Best to use new store-bought seeds or seeds from previous fruit. Either or, so JAC, so yes, you're going to get the best production from annual plants, and annuals can go 2-3 years, and I've gotten peppers to last 2 years and, you know, 3 seasons. But they don't have the best production. They get tired. And so except for the Everglades cherry tomatoes, those will go on and on and on and on. Now, whether you buy new seed from stores or catalogs, those will be good. Or if you dry seeds from your tomatoes that you like, and use them, as long as it's a new plant, it's going to have a better production generally. And so, you know, find the tomatoes you like, save the seeds, and then replant them the following year or the following season. All right, so that's a great question. But annuals are meant to be annual. One season, you can squeeze two seasons out of them. But if you're not getting the production you like, change them out. Give them a rest. They've done their glory. And, you know, put them in the compost pile.
And that's so frustrating because if you get such a beautiful product or visual and then all of a sudden it's like, wah, wah, like my lavender. My lavender's going away and I'm very upset.
Yes, but it's because of the rain. That's the only reason. It's not because of the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's getting too much rain and lavender likes it dry, those dry Mediterranean climates. And so, yeah, that's the only reason. And so I want to thank everybody, all the andophiles out there who call and they text and they email their gardening questions. We love you. We have the greatest audience and we have the best audience in on iHeart. I'm just so pleased.
100.
Keep an eye on the weather and let's not irrigate when we've had enough rain. Check your irrigation system. Check to see if it's coming on. You may have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but if we've had 1 inch of rain, then you do not have to turn your irrigation system on. Just shut it off right now. And then that way it's, you know, it's better for your landscape. Lizzie, thank you for being the best producer ever.
Oh, thank you. And we want to tell everybody to go WFLAOrlando.com because we're giving away tickets like Willie Nelson, Lionel Richie, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they all can be found on WFLAOrlando.com.
That's wonderful. Everyone, get out and enjoy your garden this week. The rain is going to slow down next week, which will be good. Don't have to have your irrigation systems on. Walk through your yard like Jenny and note when you see something that shouldn't be there. And then that way you can take advantage of it and get rid of it before it becomes something bigger, a bigger problem.
Like my tomatoes.
Yes, yes. Or your mint.
Yes, that too.
From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And the SummitResponsibleSolutions.com is where you can find all of their products, mosquito bits and dunks and year-round oil spray. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.